HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Furies, Women, Vengeance, and Justice by Elizabeth Flock. Read by Mia Hutchinson Shaw. To the ones who defended themselves and the ones who could not. Ni santas, ni puntas, solo mujeres. Neither saints nor whores, only women. Feminist protest slogan used by women in Mexico, Spain, Italy, Canada, and the United States. Preface. Just before turning 21, I saved up enough money to visit Rome with a few friends, thinking of nothing but the Spanish Steps and rigatoni. One of us had an idea to do a guided tour of the city, and we found one advertising a day trip to the monuments, followed by a night jaunt to the tourist bars. Our guide was a little older than us, a stocky man in his mid-20s with a bristly beard. Two of my friends flirted with him as we visited the Colosseum. I can't remember having an opinion of him at all. On the night tour, I took a shot at the first bar. Everybody did, including the tour guide. It was a tacky American-owned establishment, the kind that serves soggy sliders and greasy chicken wings with liquor bottles backlit at the bar. I don't think I had anything else to drink that night, although I have second-guessed my memory a few times over. Afterward, we went to the Trevi Fountain and threw pennies over our shoulders, a local superstition to ensure that one day we'd return to the city. It's the last thing I remember about that tour. The next is waking up in a dimly lit room somewhere in Rome, being raped by the guide, who I later realized had slipped me Rohypnol, a roofie. It was an unnerving lesson to learn, that fight or flight are not the only two responses a person can have to threats. Another is freeze. I was passive. I let it happen. I disassociated and I was gone. I did not go to the police, because I did not think they would help me. For years afterward, I was angry. Angry at him for doing it. My friends for not saving me and myself for not fighting back. Like most women, I have been violated at other times and in other ways. But the Rome incident was formative. I have spent the last 15 years not at home in my body, in the skin that I once saw as protection. Often I've wondered how that morning and my life since might have been different if I'd had access to a knife or a gun. But this fantasy only led to more difficult questions. If I had shot him that morning, would it have helped anything or only made it worse? If I had fought back, would the authorities have believed me or would I have been arrested and jailed? Most painful of all, how many more women did he go on to hurt because I stayed quiet and did nothing? In the spring of 2016, almost a decade after it happened, I decided to find him. I knew only his first name and the name of his tour company, but as an investigative journalist, it took only an hour to find his full name, social media accounts, and where he lived. He looked just as I remembered him, though a bit less stocky, with the same red drinker's skin. His LinkedIn mentioned that he ran a furniture store and his current location, the city where I lived at the time. My stomach turned and my skin itched. I blinked rapidly to ensure I was reading it right. Maybe he lived in my neighborhood. Maybe I had wandered into his business looking for a couch or a chair. Soon, I found myself fantasizing about burning down his store. For months, I thought about how I would do it, the materials I'd use, and how to cover my tracks. Over Facebook, I eventually sent him a message, asking if he remembered what he did to me, how many other women he'd hurt, and if he ever lost sleep at night, as I did. He did not reply. Or maybe he didn't see the message. But I was on the hunt now. For answers, and for women who had followed their instincts to fight. Vigilante women are easy to find in media, fiction, and across cultures. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Kill Bill, Watchmen, Lady Vengeance, Goodbye Earl, The Fury.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?